Hey, art is a growing, living thing. That's the legendary Cuban band Síntesis, founded in the 1970s, and huge to this day. Many of us Americans have never heard of them, but Emmy Alfonso can tell you all about them.
They mixed this Afro-Cuban music that were like Haydn back in the 80s with rock and jazz that were forbidden. And it was an explosive fusion at that time. And I love the music that my mom and my dad do. And of course, it's present now in what I do and in all my stuff, my lyrics, my melodies, everything.
Emmy Alfonso's parents, as you heard there, were the founding members of Síntesis. Now Emmy is moving their Afro-Cuban fusion with rock and jazz into the future. It's clear on Emmy Alfonso's new album, Voy. I do hear a lot of the influence of your parents' band Síntesis in your music, this ear that you have on the past, and you're very open to kind of any contemporary way of bringing the past into the present and the future. Is that intentional or just the way you make music? Is that kind of the way your parents operated and you can't help yourself?
Yeah, well, that's what I learned. I don't force to do anything in my music. I just compose. And I think everything that I have inside in my mind, all my influences are there. I just let my music go on. And that's the result, you know, this new music and this mix of Afro-Cuban legend with jazz and soul.
Yeah, you keep mentioning the Afro-Cuban tradition, and there is, I hear in your music, a deep respect for old traditions like Yoruba, West African tradition, Santeria, which is, you know, centuries old. So, like a song Rezo, can you help us understand why this song sounds so new and fresh?
Well, this is a prayer from back in the 40s. This were recorded in some place in Matanzas. I learned it from my mom, and my mom learned it from her grandmother. So it's something that is still alive, and it's an old music. But it's also new music for people like me in the new generation that doesn't know this kind of music. So it's a beautiful thing. We have the tradition alive of Afro-Cuban music, and that's what I'm trying to do in my stuff, in my music.
So when a song like Rezo comes on in Havana, and you've got some young people around, will they start like dancing to this?
Of course. They knew the rhythms, yes, they knew the rhythms, and they knew some of the words. This is like a traditional Yoruba, it doesn't exist anymore. So you know some words because maybe in some religious parties. So the new people, the young people, they know that something is going on there. They don't exactly know what I'm telling them, but they feel familiar with the music.
Musician Emmy Alfonso speaking with us from Havana. Her new album is called Voy. It is a real treat, and if you want some more Emmy Alfonso, as well as other artists we've had on the show recently, check out our Spotify playlist at PRI The World. ¡Señor mío, pero joder, muere, vaya la de yo, yo, vaya la mache!